Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is quite pleasant today. In Tel Aviv, the skies are clear, making for a perfect afternoon outside. Jerusalem is enjoying a warm and sunny day. In Haifa, the cool breeze adds a refreshing touch to an otherwise warm day. Here are today's headlines. First, in Egypt, accusations arise as Netanyahu is considering military action in Gaza due to the rise of Bennett and Eisenkot in the polls, according to a report in Asharq al-Awsat. Isra Hayom reported this just 46 minutes ago. Also, the Times of Israel reveals that the U.S. is demanding Iran publicly vow to stop attacks in Hormuz and forswear tolls on ships. This includes a demand for Tehran to hand over uranium, with satellite imagery showing renewed activity at nuclear sites earlier today. Also this hour, Iran's oil exports have resumed amidst fresh vessel attacks, as detailed by a Wall Street Journal analysis. Ynet reported on this just 55 minutes ago. Separately, I-24 News reports that an Israeli soldier and two women were escorted out of Jericho after entering the West Bank city. This information came in 47 minutes ago. And finally, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders compares Israel with Sudan and Russia. He acknowledged Israel was attacked on October 7th, but still claims the Jewish state is committing war crimes similar to those of Russia and Sudan, as reported by JNS from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24 reports, posting just 26 minutes ago, that U.S. officials warn Iran to declare the Strait of Hormuz reopened by Saturday or face serious consequences. I-24NEWS_EN shared earlier today that an IDF soldier and two women were escorted out of Jericho after mistakenly entering the city. Ynet Global posted 56 minutes ago, highlighting Iran's resumption of oil exports amid recent vessel attacks, exploiting the lifting of the Hormuz blockade. Now for more on those stories, starting with the report from Israel Hayom, which notes tensions rising in Cairo as Israeli representatives met with local officials. This comes amidst rumors of potential Israeli military action in Gaza, linked to political shifts in Israel's leadership. Such developments could further strain regional relations. Turning to the Times of Israel's coverage on Iran, the U.S. is pushing for a de-escalation in the Strait of Hormuz, crucial for global oil shipments. Renewed nuclear activity in Iran adds to the tension. A failure to comply could lead to further international sanctions, impacting global markets and regional stability. Meanwhile, Ynet's Wall Street Journal analysis reveals Iran's strategic moves to resume oil exports after the lifting of the Hormuz blockade. This comes despite ongoing vessel attacks, showcasing Iran's resilience in maintaining its oil economy. The global oil market may see fluctuations as a result. In a related development, I-24 News reports on the safe escort of an Israeli soldier and two women from Jericho. This incident underscores the sensitivities and complexities of navigating the West Bank region, highlighting ongoing security challenges. Finally, JNS reports on Bernie Sanders' controversial remarks, comparing Israel's actions with those of Sudan and Russia. While acknowledging the attack on Israel, his comments may influence U.S.-Israel relations and domestic political discourse. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports a breakthrough in the Slice case, allowing investors more control over their funds amidst the settlement. This development marks progress in resolving a financial debacle involving approximately 850 million shekels. Separately, according to CTEC, Intel's innovation chief in Israel warns that AI's rise won't eliminate the need for deep technical knowledge. This statement stresses the importance of continued learning and adaptability for engineers in the AI-driven future. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals that MyHeritage is laying off 15% of its workforce as part of a streamlining process. This move reflects broader trends in the high-tech sector, where companies are adjusting to technological advancements and market demands. That's your Israel 18 news update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 2 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.